January 1st. I put down these memorandums of my affections in honor of tenderness, in honor of all of those who have been conscripted into the brotherhood of loss. Edward Hirsch. When we are drawn into the brotherhood or sisterhood of loss, tenderness seems to be our natural state. We are so vulnerable. Everything brushes against the raw wound of our grief, reminding us of what we have lost, triggering memories, a tilt of the head, a laugh, a way of walking, a touch, a particular conversation. These images are like beads strung together on the necklace of loss. Tenderly we turn them again and again. We cannot bear them. We cannot let them go. Then, gradually, bit by bit, the binding thread of grief somehow transmutes, reconstitutes itself as a thread of treasured memories, a tilt of the head, a laugh, a way of walking, a touch, a particular conversation, as gifts from the life we shared with the one we have lost, gifts that can never be taken away. May I honor and trust the processes of grief and of healing, knowing that, in time, a new day will come. January 2nd. The mind has a dumb sense of vast loss. That is all. It will take mind and memory months and possibly years to gather the details and thus learn and know the whole extent of the loss. Mark Twain. In case we are feeling driven to somehow get done with our grieving, if I do it faster, maybe I will feel better sooner, let us be reminded that, as in many of life's profoundest experiences, making love, eating, and drinking, faster is not necessarily better. Perhaps the reassuring thing about grieving is that the process will not be cheated. It will take as much time as it needs. Our task is to be attentive when the messages of mind and memory come. If we let them go by unattended the first time, they will probably cost more in the long run. If I can let my resistance down, be calm in my soul, my grief will tell me what it needs from me at each step along the way. January 3rd. Love the moment, and the energy of that moment will spread beyond all boundaries. Corita Kent. One of the most healing things it is possible to do when one is experiencing profound grief is to try to isolate occasional wonderful moments from the stream of time. While we may wonder, how can I bear it all those years ahead without him or her? We live our lives in moments, hours, days. The future will have its aspect of emptiness. But if this moment is wonderful, this gathering of dear ones, this walk in the woods, this exchange with a child, this bite of apple, this cup of tea, let's savor it. I once participated in a human relations workshop on setting limits, a task at which I, like many women, am often neither wise nor skilled. The